On the surface, it seemed like an unlikely scenario for success. A barber from Iowa, striking oil and building one of the largest companies in America. But that's exactly what happened. And the story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Bob Frazier shares the story of a millionaire barber.
Mr. Phillips was in Creston, Iowa. He was a young entrepreneur in the barber business, owned 3 barber shops, became good friends with the president of the bank in Creston, Iowa, fell in love with a girl by the name of Jane Gibson, who happened to be the daughter of that bank president.
The couple married in 1897, and Phillips' father-in-law got him a job at the bank. Soon, he was crisscrossing the country selling bonds.
More than anything else, he was always scared that he was going to miss the next great adventure. And so, with his father-in-law's blessings, he and his brother headed to Oklahoma, established a bank here in Bartlesville, and got into the oil business.
But Phillips did not find immediate success. He was ready to fold up the fledgling business.
They had drilled a couple of dry wells, decided to drill one more because they had already paid for the lease and they were going to have to either drill or walk away from it. They drilled the Anna Anderson. It was a huge gusher, and they hit their next 58 straight wells that they drilled.
They struck oil in 1905, and soon the Phillips Petroleum Company, which became ConocoPhillips, was born.
By 1920, he was spending about half his time in New York City at the office there and half his time in Bartlesville, and he was being invited to parties, social occasions on the East Coast.
In turn, Phillips wished to host Easterners at his home in Oklahoma. However, he lacked the right spot to entertain those guests. What resulted is our story next time as we travel the countryside in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCrae.